I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The American Civil Liberties Union says it's suing the city of Savannah over plans to ban signs in an area being secured for Vice President Mike Pence's visit to the St. Patrick's Day Parade this weekend. Today's announcement prompted Savannah city officials to clarify their plans. City spokeswoman Michelle Gavin told the Associated Press she misspoke when she said earlier this week that signs would be prohibited in a secure zone during Pence's visit on Saturday. Gavin said the city is allowing signs with some possible restrictions. Parade organizers expect about 500,000 people to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Savannah. Mercedes-Benz opened its new North American headquarters in Sandy Springs yesterday. The $93 million campus includes more than 200,000 square feet of office space on 12 acres of land. During the opening ceremony, Mercedes-Benz officials also announced that Atlanta will be the home of a new innovation lab, which will develop technologies used by vehicles rather than the vehicles themselves. According to the AJC, the Atlanta lab, which is expected to open this summer, will be the car maker's fourth. The others are located in Berlin, Beijing, and Stuttgart. Well, Georgia's highest court has ruled against Fiat Chrysler, which had appealed a $40 million verdict awarded to the family of a 4-year-old boy who died in a Jeep fire. Remington Walden died in 2012 after the Jeep Grand Cherokee he was riding in was hit from behind and burst into flames. The boy's parents argued that the company's rear-mounted fuel tank design showed reckless disregard for human life. The company said in an email statement that it's disappointed in the decision and is considering its legal options. Jesse Randall Davidson, the Dalton High School teacher accused of firing a handgun in his classroom, has been released from jail on a $10,000 bond. However, he will remain in custody at a mental health facility for psychiatric evaluation and treatment. Davidson faces 6 charges in connection with the February 28th incident. A spokesperson for the Dalton Public Schools told the AJC that Davidson's contract to teach will not be renewed for next year. And UGA has a new head basketball coach. Former Indiana and Marquette coach Tom Crean agreed to a 6-year, $19 million deal last night. He replaces Mark Fox, who was fired last weekend after failing to lead the Dogs into the NCAA tournament. And Atlanta is one step closer to hosting a major soccer event. The city is among 23 that will be included in the bid by the United States, Mexico, and Canada to host the 2026 World Cup. Of the 23, soccer organization FIFA will select 16 as host cities for the tournament. The AJC reports that Atlanta would host games at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is home to the Atlanta United. The venue can hold more than 72,000 people. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.